We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, and we are starting Mamash on top of Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Runya, Akve Ravina Barbar Choysov. Runya is a famous guy. We had him in Bava Metzia already. He was the Shaslov Ravina in Bava Metzia. We had him, Yosef, someone gave him a Bekodin. We have him again over here. So Ravina surrounded Runya by four sides, and he made a fence. He had Dalas Sardis, Rashi says. Ravina had four sodois, four properties around Runya's property, and he made a fence. And Amalei, so he tells Runya, you know, you got to help me out with the cost. Amalei Havli Kama de Gadri, give me, you know, a shutvis and how much I paid. Lo Yavlei, he didn't give him. Havlei Lefi Konim Vizul, okay, you don't want to pay me full price, give me at least a cheaper price. Lo Yavlei, he didn't want to pay him. Havli Agin Etirusa, could I have at least the cost of a shomer? That's like the smallest amount to pay. Lo Yavlei, he didn't want. Because basically he was trying to say that I couldn't care less about this fence. People come into my property, I don't need any fence. Yom Echad, one day he saw Runya was harvesting his tamarim, taking down his dates from his palm tree. And he told Amalei Larise, so Ravina told his arist, told his sharecropper, told his shliach, Zil Shekomene Kibur Dahini, go bring me a cluster of dates. Ozala Suye, so he went to bring it. Runya was right there. Went to bring it. The wrong way called it. Runya starts screaming, hey, get out of here. Amalei, so Ravina tells Runya, Gol is daitcha demeinach nichele loch. You're very happy to have a fence. This way, no one will come in and take his stuff. So, loye ila el izaba alma, mila in the boy in Terusa. It might have been goats coming to eat the dates. You don't need any Terusa? Don't tell me you don't need any watch. You're so makbid. You're very makbid. You wouldn't be makbid. So I see Taki, you couldn't care less. Well, might be very makbid. You know, one cluster of dates. So it could be easy coming in. So, of course, you need a fence or a watchman or something. Amalei, no, I don't need anything. Izaba alma, lav lach luye boy. All I need by a iza is just to chase it away. The lashon is lachluye bay. Take the word lav. The bach takes the word lav. Only izav am lachluye bay. All I need is to scream at it. So I don't need a watchman for that. I need to scream at it. Amalei, but so he says back to him, Ravina says Berunya, but you're not there all the time. Lav loy gavra bay is the mechli. Don't you have to hire someone to be there to chase away the izim? So let's go to the entire. Also, came to Rav. They came to Rava. Amalei. Rava told Runya, zil paisev my defias. Go give him what he'll be happy with. Rashi says it means aganatira, that he already agreed to. But if not, v'loi daniel l'cha dina k'rav huna aliva d'rav yasi. If not, I'll paskin to you like Rav Huna according to Rav Yasi. Rav Huna had pshat Rav Yasi before in the Mishnah, that it means v'galgulam of his akoil, you got to pay everything, even the akoil fi masha gadar. So he says, be happy he was maskim to that. If not, you're going to be a bigger problem because I'm going to paskin like Rav Huna, which is actually how he paskin. I'm going to pass like that. You have to pay him in full, half price of the entire fence. So if you know what's good for you, keep it low profile. If not, you're going to have to pay for that. So the Maraviter.
In all these cases, yeah. If the guy pays him actually for the wall,
right?
And how do you know who? Where's the guy? So the guy's really in the first guy's bishos.
Right. I'm going to make a chazus.
But I pay for half the wall.
So if half wall, a chazus on two things. What do you mean?
Then the karka is also divided by two, which is not.
The karka?
How is
no, chaz is for the wall. Who says for the karka? I'm saying that. You have to get a star, I guess. I'm saying this is one of those cases where you have to use a chaz. I'm not sure if chaz has to do with the maklum also, or if chaz may have to do with the wall darka, or if make a chaz. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying. If they made it in his field, what's going to help paying for it? You have to have Adam for that. I hear the question. You have to have a star, like we have a hutz, so we say you have to have a star. You'll have to have a star, because he pays for half of it. You're going to have to just have bring a ride to the Eitzim. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Runya, another case with Runya over here. Runya, Zovin Ara, Ametzra de Ravina. Runya bought a property on the border of Ravina. And we have to see what this is. There's around approximately five pshatim in this Gemara, just on the page. Three pshatim Rashi, two in Tosfos. Runya zavin ara metz Ravina. Runya bought a property on the border of Ravina. Sava Ravina lesaluke mshamdina de bar metzra. So Ravina said, what do you mean? I'm the bar metzra. How could you buy a property on my border? I'm the bar metzra. People have a saying, so Rashi has three pshatim, and they go really with one point, that this poor guy, Runya, was an ani. And therefore, the Gemara was telling Ravina, why do you have a din to take the property near your Meitzar? Because as in Vasisa Hayosha Vatoiv, the whole din about Metro is a bite on the Pasuk Vasisa Yosha Vatoiv, Beine Hashem. So we tell Ravina, look, you have a taina that he should do with Rimashu as a din with you to give you back the fields next to yours because you want to be in the same area and on your border you get it first. On the other hand, Runya is a poor guy. So you take care of him. Now, how does that fit into the words? So Rashi's first shot is that a tzala is a ratzon oni, and salala is a ratzon usher. A tzala is a poor shoemaker, and salala is a rich shoemaker. And we say, our baal, a tzala needs, a poor guy needs four zuz for his family, and a rich guy needs four zuz for his family. This guy has no money. So with Chari, let him have it. That's the first pshat, Rashi. Rashi's second pshat doesn't like the lashon of tzala to mean going on a shoemaker. Tzala is really the R itself, the hide itself. So therefore, the second pshat is that ani has to pay for the hide and for the and to make it into usable material. So it costs him so much money, so that's why you should feel bad for him. That's the second pshat Rashi, and then another third pshat Rashi. So Rashi's pshat basically is that we're telling Ravina, Hezekiah, you know, you have a tie of bar mitzvah because he's Yosef HaTov, you do a nice thing for this poor ani, run Yehuz ani. That's Rashi's pshat. Tosfos, right away, if you look at Tosfos Arba Tzalah, the person called the Smach Shabbat Tama, Eimer Rachman Medin. There's one thing called Tzedakah. There's another law called din. You don't bring in the ani when it comes to a din. That's his kasha. And he also has other questions here. How did it come into our sugya? What shaykh is to our sugya? How did it run into the sugya called a shayla of a bar metzra together with feeling bad for him? How did that come into our sugya? It's the wrong sugya. It belongs to bar metzia. So therefore, Tosfos' own pshat is like this. He says, hold him pshat, and it has to do with our sugya. He says that Ravina was around him, was around, circling around Runya, and there was another property inside that box that was bordering Runya's property, and it was bordering Ravina's property on three sides. So what happened was, he bought it, Runya bought it, and Ravina came and said, no, I'm a bar mitzvah. So I mean, with both bar mitzvahs. Ravina said, no, I'm a bar mitzvah on three sides, I get better. I have more time on it. I'm a three-side bar mitzvah. And that the Gemara answers, no, there's no mile of 301. Just like, and that's the muscle. The muscle is, just like with a big piece of hide, you have to tan it. A small piece of hide, you also have to do the same things. Here also, once I'm using my plows for two fields, it's two fields or five fields, all the same thing. And therefore, that was the tie in the back. Whole different time. It was a tie.
The story came first. And then
no, I don't know what story came first, but it could be after. But the point is, it's Shaykh HaSasuk, because they're stranded for three sides. That's why he answered that kash. Also, it's not Merach Medin. It was really a Shaila about Metzor Shaila, and that was the discussion here, and that's why it comes to the sugya, and that's why it's not a shayla of Eimer Rachman Medin.